Hello everyone, welcome to Sonya's Christmas podcast. This one is celebrity news. Remember I told y'all I was going to cancel celebrity news, but so many people has been emailing me and texting me saying keep celebrity news, keep story time, because like I said in my first Christmas thing that a lot of people don't really celebrate Christmas, or a lot of people have some traumaticness with Christmas. So, you know, a lot of people lost family, and that can bring traumatic times for them, or have worse Christmas. So they asked me to also talk about the celebrity news and story time, just not Christmas. So, recently, today in story time is Ashanti. So she was on the Breakfast Club, and she was talking about re-recording her masters, you know, her private life and everything. So I'm going to let y'all hear some clips from the Breakfast Club, then I'm going to give y'all my opinion.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building who has more vacation days than all of us put together.
Don't do that.
Yes, Ashanti, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
How many vacation days does Ashanti have?
You are all
done. I defended you before you walked in here. I said she'd probably be working, and then when you work, you take a day.
Exactly.
And she has a bathing suit line.
Exactly.
Bro,
thank you.
She's been celebrating her birthday for 2 months.
Now, I don't have a problem with that.
But listen, we coming out of a pandemic. You got to celebrate life. So I feel like you got to celebrate your birthday for an extensive amount of time.
I heard you going back on vacation. Goodness gracious. Well, congratulations on winning the Lady of Soul Award.
Thank you.
And also the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hey,
Did they give you the star yet? Did you go out there yet?
No. It's actually happening in April of next year, which is dope because it'll mark exactly 20 years since my first album. So it's a whole 20-year anniversary and the star and all of that good stuff. So
that you're re-recording right now.
Hey.
Herb does not like that you are re-recording your first album.
Ooh-wee!
So break down for people that don't know, why are you re-recording your first album?
So as an artist, when you are in the game for a certain amount of time, you pay your dues and things are supposed to come back to you. When
Correct.
You have a legal team that does what they're supposed to do so that you're able to function and own.
Mm-hmm.
So with my album being 20 years old in April, obviously it makes sense for me to go in and re-record so that I can collect my coins. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily changing the vibe, but kind of just injecting something new sonically into it. And maybe I might put a few features on it, you know, source it up a little bit.
But I thought after 20 years, I thought you automatically, as an artist, you get your masters back after a certain amount of time in the industry.
You get the right to re-record.
Oh.
You get the right to re-record. So what happens is, once I re-record that and that's available, then that's what goes to all of the streaming platforms, and then all of those residuals and that money comes to me.
Now, before that happened, had you ever tried to, like, negotiate a deal? Because, you know, sometimes when an artist first signs, you were only 14?
When I had my first record deal, I was 14. I was signed to Jive.
Right, you were signed to Jive, and then you did this deal. So,
well, actually, like, 3 record deals later.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
It was that
many? It was a lot. People think that it was just like, hey, I met John, it was on, but no. I had 3 failed record deals. Yes.
Right, I knew you had one at 14, so damn.
Yeah.
So Murder, Inc. was really kind
yeah, like number
this.
4, I think.
Mm-hmm. And that's really where, did you ever feel like, I don't know if this is going to happen before that?
I did. After college, you know, everyone was like, well, what happened? We thought you were going to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was a little embarrassing. It was
did you go
like,
to college?
I did. I got accepted to Hampton. I deferred from Hampton. I got accepted to Princeton on a track scholarship, and it was one other school, but I deferred for like 2 years because I was...
So y'all heard Ashanti saying she's going to do her re-recording of her album. And y'all know Irv Gotti has been going back and forth with her about, you know, her re-recording this album. But I feel like she made this album. Why can't she re-record it? It's her album. Let her re-record her album. You know, she's the one singing it. Tell me what y'all thoughts is on this. I like to thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, wherever y'all listen to your podcast at. Please share. Please go to these websites, www.wavilo.com. Use promo code Sonya. www.instacart156. Use promo code Sonya. please follow me at SONIA9795 Instagram, Sonia Vasquez 679 Twitter, Sonia Vasquez 679 Pinterest, Sonia Vasquez 679 Facebook. Please leave a comment at SV766752@gmail.com. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and much, much love.